This is Shir 30 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Today we're going to strengthen a foundational concept that we have been developing throughout the past few shiurim regarding executing Ishtalos effort to achieve Ashiras, wealth. It is completely clear from a wide variety of classic Torah sources that a human being cannot dynamically gain wealth unless it was explicitly decreed upon him from Shemayim from the outset. Only if accumulating riches is your explicit divinely ordained tafkid, your mission, this world, will you ever be granted the capacity to become wealthy. This reality is anchored in the explicit verse in Divrei Hayamim 29:12, wealth and honor come before you, and you rule over all. Any volume of wealth that a person is ever granted in this world flows exclusively and directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Kadakemach highlights this mindset in Erech HaBitachon, dictating that if a person is blessed with wealth, his primary duty is to rely entirely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He must internalize that Hashem merely deposited these massive resources with him as a temporary custodian. Every single moment that he actively benefits from his wealth, he must view it strictly as a gift granted out of pure chesed, divine kindness. A wealthy individual must maintain that clear realization that he made absolutely zero independent contribution toward manufacturing his financial success. The Kadakemach emphasizes that even if a leader rises to the supreme heights of Malchus, such as by King David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, the immense oisher is purely a consequence of Hashem deciding to grant it to him. There's an absolute reality behind the verses Liyah Kesev V'Liyah Zav Amar Hashem Tzavakos. It's a pasuk in Chagai. Mine is the silver and mine is the gold. And V'oisher V'achav V'Pnecho, the pasuk that we just mentioned earlier. This brings us directly back to the core universal rule we've established. Ishtalos is not causal. It is strictly muchrach. It's mandatory. You can never independently expand your allocated portion through frantic labor. Your career is merely a formal obligation you are duty-bound to execute. Whatever resources manifest in your life come strictly from what is decreed upon you on Rosh Hashanah, coupled with your internal reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This absolute law applies to Ashiras just as seamlessly as it applies to the basic survival needs. We find powerful support for this in the Midrash Rabbah on Parshas Matos, Parsha 22, Ois 8, expounding on the verse in Tehillim 75:7, Ki loy mi moitza mi mayriv, v'loy mi midbar harim. For success comes neither from east nor from the west, nor from the desert wilderness of the mountains. The Medrash explains that a person can never simply make an independent choice to go out, aggressively toil in business, travel from east to west, and assume that these journeys will generate wealth. Even if he boards commercial ships, traverses dangerous oceans, and exhausts his energy across every desert and mountain range, he will never acquire a single cent of wealth unless it was explicitly decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash also advances a chilling, frightening lesson in the same parasha, Ois 7. It states that if an individual is genuinely meritorious to receive Ashiras, they will be privileged to enjoy everything safely, but only when that wealth was granted them as a sanctified gift from Shemayim, channeling directly through the spiritual koyach power of Torah. Conversely, the raw might of Oisher engineered by a Basar Adam, by flesh and blood, is completely worthless. If a person's riches do not flow from the deliberate will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will ultimately lose everything in the end. To prove this dynamic, Chazal point to the historic examples of two phenomenally wealthy individuals who were granted immense riches, one from within Klal Yisrael and one from within the nations of the world. One is Korach, who represented the wealth of Klal Yisrael, and one is Haman, that represented the wealth of the international nations. The Medrash notes that both of these historical figures were completely nuvda min ha'olam, abruptly eradicated and destroyed from the world. Why? Because the magnificent riches they enjoyed did not stem from a customized divine blessing. Rather, choytim oisay lehem, they aggressively grabbed that wealth for themselves through frantic, unsanctioned efforts. What does it mean to grab wealth for oneself? Rav Aaron Liebsteinman explains that these individuals executed a tremendous, hyper-aggressive volume of ishtalos that was entirely unnecessarily and spiritually unauthorized. Through raw, obsessive human industry, they forced upon natural pipelines to temporarily capture wealth. However, if you utilize excessive effort to force a financial influx that does not align with your true divine tafkid, your mission, the wealth behaves like a spiritual poison, because it was not meant for you, not meant for you or your soul. It systematically drains your vitality and aggressively takes away from you in other critical areas of life. Rambam Sternbach codifies this exact dynamic in Tshuvos V'Hanhagos, Volume 3, at the end of Simon 821. He records a first-hand tradition that he heard directly from the lips of Rav Chanan Wasserman when he stayed as a guest in their home. When asked for advice regarding the proper boundaries of executing effort for livelihood, Rav Chanan declared a golden rule: Parnosa lo yichotvin. A livelihood is something you can never grab. Rav Chanan explained that if a person overexerts themselves, crosses the boundaries of baseline obligation, and executes too much frantic labor, they may indeed see an artificial surge in their financial rewards. However, because that surplus was forced, the individual will invariably lose those exact resources in a different domain, frequently paying for it through severe crisis regarding Bria's health of his family or via other heartbreaking losses. The Rekech makes this explicitly clear in his classic commentary on the Siddur, Pirush HaTfila. He writes, "Kishegoizer oisher the adam yaveloi oisher." When he declares wealth for a person, wealth will inevitably come to him. And conversely, he says, when it is not decreed, it is an absolute impossibility. The Rekech introduces a terrifying parameter. It is entirely possible for an individual to amass ashiris wealth through raw forced effort, but that wealth manifests strictly litardoi min ha'olam as a mechanism to completely banish, distract, and detach him from spiritual reality. This is an exact realization of the verse in Qehelet 5:12, Oisher shamar lebalav l'ra'osay, riches hoarded by their owner to his own detriment. Hashem allows the force wealth to settle upon the person, but it functions in a highly negative way, ultimately acting as a spiritual downfall. This matches explicitly the explicit warning issued by Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei 23:4, Al tigei l'ha'asher, do not weary yourself to gain wealth. Cease from your own understanding. Rabbeinu Yonah explains on the page there that your ultimate wealth is fundamentally never dependent upon you being exceptionally zealous, hardworking, or strategically talented. If a decree from Shemayim has not sanctioned the wealth for your soul, it does not matter how brilliant your tactics are. You can work with absolute fury, and you will still never be privileged to capture true wealth, since the boundary between healthy mandatory efforts and dangerous force grabbing is incredibly thin. This topic requires extreme caution and constant guidance from Das Torah. A person must cultivate deep spiritual discernment to identify when they are being sent an explicit sign from Shemayim to that accumulating wealth is in fact their authentic tafkid, in which case they should highly pursue it with integrity to become a massive mukhsar Torah, support of Torah. Concurrently, they must recognize when an opportunity is merely an enticing distraction of the Yetzer Hara, urging them to grab unsanctioned wealth, in which case they must bravely step back and choose to cease from their own understanding. Have a wonderful day.